I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth learns about gathering and processing a very common nut that most of us never thought of as edible.
I'm standing in a barn just south of Boston in Stoughton, Massachusetts. I'm at a workshop with the Acorn Cooperative of New England. Five women are gathered around a machine called the Dave Built Nutcracker, where three young boys are churning out cracked acorns.
Acorn cracking is really dirty business because you have to wait until the nuts are dry, so it makes it dusty.
That's Daniela Dana, who started the Acorn Cooperative. She first learned that acorns are edible through a book that described how indigenous cultures around the world used the nuts as a staple food, like wheat or corn for flour today. Soon after, she traveled to Greece to learn how to process acorns. Like olives, acorns are bitter and don't taste good straight off the tree. The women and kids gathered in the barn today are here to learn about processing.
The ones that you guys just cracked are dried from last year, and one of the neat things about acorns is that they can store for a number of years. If you leave them in the shell, because of all that tannin, they store very nicely.
The tannin Danielle is talking about is tannic acid, which is the same compound that's found in red wine, unripe fruit, and tea. And tannins act as a preservative that can keep acorns fresh for up to a decade.
When we gather, because there are a couple very common pests, acorn weevil being one of them, and because the weevils land and lay an egg very early in the season, acorns can look perfect and be full of bugs. So we always teach that before you gather a whole bunch of acorns, you should smash a few with your heel and look and see what the level of infestation is.
The weevils look like little white worms. They eat the meat inside the nut and discolor it. And you'll see an exit hole if they've left. Another telltale sign of infestation is if the caps don't pop off easily. Once the acorns are dried and cracked, the meats have to be picked from the shells. A woman named Sola, who's here for the first time, says out loud what I'm thinking.
Looks like it's going to take a lot of time to sort it out, to pick the meat inside.
And that's a process to do with friends. A lot of acorn gathering and processing is very communal.
The women sit down and begin sorting the shells and meats into bowls. They're chatting and getting to know each other as they work. Sola is originally from Taiwan and has been reading up about eating acorns online. Babette is here to learn for the Boston Food Forest Coalition. And Jasmine and Teresa have been coming to co-op events for a while with their kids. After an hour or so, the women have enough meats picked out to start the leaching process. This involves soaking the ground acorns in cold water to get out the tannins. Babette says how long you have to soak the acorns can vary.
It depends on the nut. So these are pretty sweet nuts from this set of trees, so they only take like 5 or 6 days. But I collected ones last year. They needed almost 2 weeks.
To leach, you strain the water off every day and add new cold water. This can be done at room temperature, although some people say theirs starts to ferment, and they prefer the fridge. You can tell the leaching is done when the water no longer turns brown and the acorn meal loses its astringency.
After you've leached it, you can strain and freeze it, and then cook with it wet.
This basically makes acorn grits, bigger chunks, good for things like pudding or coarse breads or roasting. If you want acorn flour, though, you have to dry the grits and then grind them into a powder. Daniela says she uses a milling attachment for this on her KitchenAid, but that it can also be done with a coffee grinder.
Coffee grinders are pretty rugged, and acorn grits are, you know, require about that amount of force as coffee beans to make into a powder. You can really go as fine as you want. And then if you're using a coffee grinder, it's real important to run it through a sifter, and then you get your flour.
Acorn flour is something a lot of us have never heard of. And yet, historically, and to this day in some places, acorns sustain people. There are over 600 varieties of oak trees worldwide, an incredible abundance. Suddenly, I'm looking out at our forest of scarlet, black, and white oaks, and seeing food. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth tasted all kinds of acorn foods and drinks at the Acorn Processing Workshop, so we'll have more on how to cook and eat acorns next week. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.